This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The music business in this digital economy is overwhelmingly streaming. That's the obvious part, right? The perhaps less obvious part of that, though, is that according to Spotify, one of the biggest music streaming companies, Mexico City is a hotbed of digital music. It's Spotify's biggest market, in point of fact. Amazon Music launched there last year as well, which is great for artists in Mexico who want to be heard, but it's also a business opportunity for marketers and promoters. From KJZZ, their Mexico City Bureau Chief Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
In a small yet extremely packed venue, everyone sings along with Josue Guijosa, also known as the folk rock artist Kill Aniston. Guijosa says it's a crowd built not by selling records, but through social media and streaming platforms.
The playlists are the new thing, you know, like it's the new radio.
Kill Aniston has been streaming on Spotify since 2016. His Spotify data show over 1 million plays and more than 150,000 followers in 62 countries.
Digital music right now is the thing. Like, you have to be there or you're like a ghost on the industry, you know?
Guijosa started to play decades ago when big record labels controlled the market, something he always disliked. Streaming music gives him freedom, exposure, and royalties. Still, there's something he misses.
The thing that I don't like from the streaming is that now you don't have to do albums. You just do singles. So for me, it's kind of sad, you know?
But those singles can have a broad reach. And advertising companies are also using digital streaming to connect audiences, artists, and brands.
Mexico City is this major metropolitan, contemporary place. And the music reflects that.
That's Samantha Parvin, owner of a marketing and music agency in Mexico City. Parvin Music has worked with major brands such as Corona Beer and emerging indie talents like the band Sotomayor. Parvin says corporations want more ears and eyeballs on their brands, and streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube are bringing in the big audience numbers.
It's definitely a growing market, especially in the world of advertising.
And someone who has witnessed the evolution of the music industry in Mexico is Camilo Lara. He's a producer, former director of a record label, and co-owner of a music company called Cassette. This song is one of many from his project called the Mexican Institute of Sound, which constantly tours around the U.S. It was used in Pixar's Coco, where an animated DJ was modeled after Lara.
It's been a learning curve to try to discover how it's going to behave, the whole music business.
Lara says he owns around 45,000 vinyls and 55,000 CDs, but mainly listens to streaming music now. As technology has changed the way music is distributed, his company focuses on the artist and not on the medium.
Instead of putting together a traditional record label, we decide to just offer the tools to make your own independent label.
Lara's company gets a cut of the digital distribution income for the artist he manages, but allows them to keep their own copyrights.
If you don't own your rights, basically you don't have anything.
And thanks to a growing international digital profile, Mexican artists are starting to get gigs and sponsors outside their homeland, like Kill Aniston, who toured in Spain last year. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.